This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The influence business in Washington is going strong, always is, after a change in administrations. But now it's happening despite the new president's vow to crack down on lobbying. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from the heart of the beast.
So I'm standing on an icon of American lobbying, K Street in Washington, D.C. Not all lobbying firms are located here, but a huge number of them are.
So there's K&L Gates at 1601 right there. That's a big one.
This is Lee Drutman. He's giving me a tour of K Street. He's a senior fellow at New America who studies lobbying.
Aaron Fox is a law and lobbying firm.
Behind these glittering windows on K Street, things are hopping. Like in the beginning of any congressional session, lobbyists are working members of Congress, encouraging them to pass certain bills or vote against others. One reason lobbyists are especially busy, though, Drutman says the Trump administration has given lobbyists a new mission.
If you never know when President Trump is going to send out a grumpy tweet that puts your company in the spotlight, you want to make sure you have lobbyists who are building relationships with his administration so that he doesn't take any serious action to harm your company.
Drutman and I take a little detour off K Street toward the White House. Drutman says lobbyist offices are everywhere.
They just basically stretch down towards Capitol Hill, stretch east down I Street.
All the way into Fairfax, Virginia, where lobbyist Paul Miller has his office. He represents mainly small businesses.
Hey, Paul.
How are you?
I'm great.
Here's what a lobbyist life is like right now. Miller says he's been working 15 or 16-hour days, introducing himself to new members of Congress, lobbying on repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
We've had already six bills introduced. We've had one bill go to the floor and pass. So that's faster than most sessions.
Part of the reason for the speed? For the first time since the election of 2010, one party controls both Congress and the White House and can tackle big issues. Lobbyists are scrambling to keep up with Republicans, but President Trump wants to rein them in. He says anyone who serves in his administration can't lobby for 5 years after leaving. But Miller says the ban will be tough to enforce. People will still lobby, they just won't register with the government.
I call it that shadow lobbying community. It's been happening for years. That's the real issue that needs to be addressed.
Over on Capitol Hill, Craig Holman is a lobbyist who lobbies against lobbying for the left-leaning watchdog group Public Citizen. He'd like a ban on working lobbyists taking jobs in government agencies.
So that essentially you don't see corporations capture the regulatory agencies by placing their lobbyists or CEOs on those agencies that oversee them.
Holman says he's worried Washington will return to the era of Jack Abramoff, a lobbyist at the center of a massive corruption scandal in the mid-2000s. Holman says ever since then, lobbyists have been vilified.
You know, I'm a registered lobbyist, and I'm proud of the work I do for Public Citizen. But even my own mother won't tell her neighbors that I'm a registered lobbyist.
Back on K Street, Lee Drutman tells me, even with all the talk of bans and crackdowns, lobbyists will still be out in full force, spending record amounts of money to persuade members of Congress to oppose or support legislation.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw lobbying hit $4 billion in 2017.
And Drutman says that's just from registered lobbyists. If you count all of the unregistered people who lobby, that number would double. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.